We take for granted the visual world with its sights often emblazoned on our memory. But Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill contemplates, what happens if that visual sense suddenly disappears?
We have an inner light. It glows even when all else is in darkness. There was a period as a child when I was tucked into bed before I was ready to go. I entertained myself by closing my eyes and pressing on my eyelids. It created a visual display. One or two Cheerio-shaped images appeared orbiting through this interior universe. They changed colors. The colors went softly to magenta, then yellow, and finally to a muddy brown, the color that streams turn after rainfalls. The background colors remained soft pastel as they slowly morphed from one color to another. Sight is a blessing. I read a deeply moving essay by the acclaimed poet and Vermont essayist Edward Hoagland. He, at 80, became blind and writes about what it's like for him learning to live in a sightless world. To be deprived of the functional organs of our creativity seems cruel. Beethoven, who for his deafness never heard his own great symphony performed and had to be turned around to receive the applause of an adoring audience that he could not hear. Blindness is enveloping, Hoagland writes. It's beyond belief to step outside and see so little, just a milky haze. I've been an avid photographer since 1947. I've been writing essays for over 25 years. I've practiced my art with my eyes. Hoagland's story frightens me. With so great a loss, how does he cope, I wonder, living his life with curiosity and wonder, while continuing without self-pity to come to terms with his sightless world? There's a line in his essay that might suggest what it is. He writes, "Like Plato's cave, your brain consists of memories flickering on the wall. The phenomenologies of sight, for Hoagland, are now memories. You can't size up a new visage, yet the grottos in your head have more to plumb if your sight was lost midlife or later. You go caving." Like the ancient caves of Lascaux, the walls of memory are inscribed with the stories of our lives. Now settled in the cave's shadows, Hoagland sees his own stories written on the interior walls. He can revisit them. He goes caving. I understand this to mean that while mourning the loss of seeing new vistas, he returns to the old one and finds in them mystery and meaning. Memories once lived and inscribed on the walls of our soul's memory, when reviewed in the here and now, often reveal what we've overlooked. Such memories are like diamonds. When held up to an inner light and turned slowly and deliberately, they reveal so many more facets than we ever thought were there when we first took hold of them. We possess an inner light. For some, it's just a spark. For others, it's more like a flickering flame that appears in their eyes, the way I've heard compassionate and loving people described. Hoagland, I believe, through his poems and essay, illuminated the natural world in ways that helped us to see more deeply into it. George Merrill, On the Shore.